This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with our anchorman, Paul Rasmussen. And big day yesterday in Katanning, Smithton, and Indiana, Pennsylvania at IUP. From the IUP News, we are joined by a video. You can see our guest at kdkradio.com, Carson Zadroga. Carson, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I appreciate you dressed up for us, suit and tie. Thank you very much.
Yep.
So yesterday, obviously, it's pretty big. Anytime a former president or president comes to visit, especially University of Indiana. So as your role as a reporter, what did you see? What transpired?
Yeah, so this was really big because we were part of a local IUP News. So it's a student-run news. And this was really incredible for us. So we reported on essentially the whole event. We reported on the Trump supporters that were out there waiting in line. We asked a lot of them questions as well. We took footage of the overall event. There was a lot of people there. There was also a student protest against Trump coming. We also covered that as well and asked them questions. We got a lot of footage, and we got press passes there, luckily, which was really great. So we were right next to the people from MSNBC, RSVB, we were right next to the Reuters guy. Yeah, we were in the press box too. So when Trump pointed us and said that we were fake news, he pointed at me too. So that was pretty incredible. But yeah, we were right in the press box. We did the broadcast on our camera. We had several SD cards. So the cameras weren't as fancy as the ones at the other companies had, but they worked. We got a good amount of footage. We got about an hour of footage of the president talking, along with the events beforehand and the other speakers, such as the running senator Dave McCormick speaking. So it was really great. Yeah,
Carson, this is Paul Rasmussen. I'm the news anchor with Larry here. Curious to know what your takeaway was, what the general theme that you walked away from the rally with. What was the message, the overarching message that stuck out to you?
Do you mean like the, policy that it was trying to propose?
Yeah.
Okay. I think kind of the main thing that I think Trump was really hampering at was probably the focus on, like, I think he really seems to be focusing on how he thinks America is like really declining and how we're a failing civilization under the Biden and, you know, the upcoming Harris presidency. That seems to be, I think, the thing. I think it's a bit of doom and gloom added in with sort of a bit of, I guess, celebrity worship for him too. That's what it felt like to me.
And the students that were protesting, were how close were they able to come, or were they kept at bay?
Well, the thing is, they initially had like an area that they were restricted to, which was kind of down the street and away from the Trump protesters lining up to get into the KCAC. But they did storm and start protesting towards the protesters. I saw the cops or secret security or some security force bring them back to their spot and tell them, and I think I even have the footage recorded on this, there's a security telling them, you know, if they do that again, that they will bring in law enforcement.
You mean move from where the designated area is? But other than that, were there any incidents of any sort?
No, there were no incidents of any sort involving the protest. Trump supporters. So everyone was safe.
So what's your general takeaway? You know, it's not often that a collegiate journalist gets a chance to be so close to such a big national event.
Yeah, it is really incredible. It was an honor to be there. It was incredible to see the former president 35 feet away. He looks similar to how he does on television. It was a really incredible event, and it feels like a great opportunity for me. It feels like a great opportunity for the man that I was with, Ram Sharma. He was there helping just as much as I was. He was great. And it does feel like I was part of a very historic moment in this country, especially since this is his first rally right after his second assassination attempt.
Well, I was thinking, Carson, maybe you could write about your experience, like a small column, perhaps, or even a book about like what it's like to do this for one day, total immersion, right?
Yeah. That would certainly be a consideration, I think.
I understand you wear many hats, Carson, there at IUP. you're still a student, obviously. How close are you to graduation?
Well, I'm actually a senior now. I graduate next spring.
All right, we expect to see you at our doorstep.
Absolutely.
Meanwhile, appreciate you taking time for us, and good luck in the future. Yeah, stay in touch. Where'd you grow up?
Absolutely. I grew up in Eastern Pennsylvania. So I'm sorry, I'm an Eagles fan, but
what? I'm sorry. We've broken up. No, Carson, we appreciate it. Thank you for the time.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
You got it. From IUP News, Senior Carson Zadrago on the Big K Morning Show. Man, that would have been an opportunity, Paul, to be in school and have that kind of story just land on your doorstep.
Well, I was in my first TV job, news job as a Cub reporter. I was all of 19 years old, working for my hometown TV station, the ABC affiliate. Ted Kennedy was running for president in 1980, came to Helena, Montana. I was given the assignment, got to go and do exactly what we heard this young man say right here. It was one of the most memorable days in my career. Had a great time.
Yeah, when I was at Clarion as a young quasi-journalist, I remember meeting the pirate parrot.